It's a busy Monday morning at the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. The agency provides free health care for those who can't afford it. Philip Bertel is here for a checkup. The 60-year-old needs refills for his diabetes and cholesterol medications. Dr. Trudy Grossman pulls out the stethoscope.
Let's listen to your lungs in the back, okay? Big breath in and out.
Bertel works full-time in a restaurant at a hotel on St. Pete Beach. He doesn't have health insurance because he can't afford the monthly premiums.
I bring home $300 a week. Between my wife and I, that's enough to pay bare minimum. We pay the bills, and it's just enough to get by.
Bertel makes too much money to qualify for Medicaid. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, offered to pay for states to expand the program to cover more people like Bertel. The states would eventually have to pick up 10% of the cost. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation survey, more than 500,000 Floridians like Bertel would be covered under that plan. But most states with Republican governors, like Florida, refused Medicaid expansion because of concerns about cost. Political analyst Wendy March says incoming Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran has also vowed to block it.
He made a speech on the House floor, ardently drawing a line in the sand and saying the House absolutely will not consider Medicaid expansion. We won't dance, was the phrase he repeated over and over again during this speech.
Corcoran and other vocal opponents of Medicaid expansion turned down or did not respond to requests to comment for this story. In the past, they've raised concerns that the federal government will eventually stop paying for the expanded program, leaving the state burdened with the full cost. According to a recent survey by research firm Nielsen, 68% of Floridians favor expansion, and healthcare advocacy groups like Florida Chain continue to push for it. Democrat Mark Pafford leads that group. He's also Florida's outgoing House Minority Leader. He's stepping down because of term limits. He believes expansion will eventually happen.
You know, the legislature is like this living organism, and you can't allow it to shut down. And part of that means you have to keep issues like a massive effort to provide health care to every Floridian. You know, those that aren't getting it will have it. You have to keep that alive.
All of the seats in the Florida legislature are up for re-election on November 8th. But analysts like March don't think Democrats will make enough gains to push Medicaid expansion through. And candidates are not making it a political issue either.
You will definitely hear Democrats talking about it, but that's more of a rhetorical flourish than setting the groundwork for any concrete action. I think they know that it's not going to pass.
Meanwhile, charities like the St. Pete Free Clinic continue to help where they can. Beth Houghton, the clinic's executive director, says they'd lose a lot of patients if Medicaid expansion happens, but
we would love to put ourselves out of business.
Political watchers think the next time that could be a real possibility is after 2018, if a Democrat should win the governor's mansion. I'm Daylena Miller in Tampa.